Welcome to Maseches Yuma, Paragimel, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 3, Mishnah 1. The Mishnah says, in the daily service, the daily order of the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash, what would happen was, Amalem HaMemuna, the one appointed, would tell the Kohanim, Tse'uru'u, go out to one of the high points in the Beis HaMikdash, and see, Imigiyaz Man Shechita, if the time for shechting, for slaughtering, the Karban Tamid, the daily offering, has arrived. Because halachas, you can't shecht by night. Pasuk says, B'yom Zivchavchem, on the day that you offer your sacrifices. If, let's say, the time was there, they saw that it was light. Haroya, Aymer, the fellow that went up to look, would say, Barkai. Barkai means that there's light in the sky. Matisya ben Shmuel, Aymer, Matisya ben Shmuel says, Heir pnei kol ha-mizrach. He would say, they wouldn't shech the actual Karban Tamid, the daily sacrifice, until the Roya, the fellow that saw it, would say that the entire eastern sky has become lit up. And it's just later. Ad Sheba Chevron, they would ask him, was it lit up all the way till Chevra? Vahu, the fellow that was looking out, would say, Hain, yes. Interestingly enough, the Yerushalmi says, how come that's how they asked until Chevron? So because in Chevron, that's where the Avos, the patriarchs and the matriarchs, are buried. And therefore, we would like to evoke their schus, their merit, while we start the day off in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, Mishnah Beis, a continuation of Mishnah Aleph, Lama Hutzuchu L'kach, why did they have to go up to this high point and see if it became light? Or why is it that they had to make sure that the light has extended all the way on the eastern sky until the city of Chevron? Shepamachas olam aralavan. Because one time there was moonlight in the morning. V'dimu shehir ha-mizrach. And they made a mistake. And they thought that it was sunlight. And that the sun had illuminated the eastern sky. V'shachtus ha-tamid. And they slaughtered the Karban Tamid at night. And then they realized they made a mistake. V'haytzi'u. And they had to take out the daily offering. L'beis ha-sreifa. To be burnt. Because you're not allowed to shecht something by night. So from that moment on, they instituted that they would go up to a high place and they would make sure that the light spread all the way until the eastern sky to Chevron. Now the Mishnah continues back to the daily schedule or the day schedule of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Says the Mishnah, after they saw that the sky had been illuminated, the eastern sky, then they would bring the Kohen Gadol, says the Mishnah, they would bring the Kohen Gadol down to the mikveh to immerse himself. The Mishnah points out that this was the general rule of thumb. Anyone who urinated, if the Kohen would urinate, ton tevila. I apologize, if someone would defecate, they needed tevila. They had to go down to a mikvah, an actual mikvah, 40 sun, they'd have to immerse themselves. And if a person just urinated, ton kiddush yadayim raglayim, they would have to wash their hands and their feet from the kiyar, from the laver that was inside of the Beis HaMikdash. Wishing you and yours a beautiful upcoming Shabbos, a Shabbos of peace and tranquility and spiritual rejuvenation.